Last year, according to Running USA, 42% of all the runners who completed marathons were female. Through the 1960s, women weren't even allowed to compete in marathons, let alone finish. But 50 years ago, a 20-year-old woman made marathon history, not in Boston or New York, but in Culver City, California. John Raby has our story.
In the 1960s, female runners weren't allowed to compete in anything longer than 880 meters. Back then, male race officials said running long distances would hurt women's ovaries. Sound familiar?
Now, I really had to laugh about that because I was hearing the reason the men gave that women couldn't drive automobiles in Saudi Arabia was that it would hurt their ovaries. Whose ovaries are these?
That's Mary Lepper, an unheralded pioneer in women's athletics. In 1963, Mary, spelled M-E-R-R-Y, like Merry Christmas, was a 20-year-old community college student who loved running long distances.
I'm not a very fast runner, and so for me, the distance races were a place that I could run slow.
Mary's running partner was her friend Lynn Carman, and her coach was Lynn's husband, Bob Carman, a renowned marathoner. Bob and Lynn had a plan. As Lynn told me last year, it was for her to become the first U.S. woman to run a marathon.
I ran for many, many years with my husband, and I would run 20-mile runs, and it just seemed like the natural thing to do.
Sports historian David Davis says the race they planned to have Lynn crash was Culver City's annual marathon.
It was called the Western Hemisphere Marathon. It actually started in the late 40s. And it was probably ranked second or third behind Boston as the preeminent marathon in the United States, and certainly the biggest one on the West Coast.
Well, Lynn had been talking about running in it, and we always, when we went to races, we always went together. We were ready for it. We'd been running with the guys. We'd been out running 25 miles every Sunday for a couple of months. We were ready, and she was intending to do that, so I always went along.
So on December 16, 1963, Mary and Lynn showed up at the starting line in Culver City. Lynn says they didn't get a warm reception.
Before the race, there was one official who spent about 20 minutes chewing me out, saying I'd never have babies again. He said the men would be disqualified if we ran, and he gave me a bit of hell.
The men started, then Lynn and Mary. Mary had a hard time finding her stride, so Lynn went ahead. Mary almost got hit by a car at one point, and she rested on the curb for a bit, but eventually she got back into it.
I was just running along, feeling comfortable, and I didn't catch Lynn until about mile 20. And I was thinking, oh, nice, here she is, now we can run together. And as soon as I got up there, she said, oh, I just feel terrible, I just can't do this, I'm just not feeling good today. And she said, I'm quitting. I said, you can't quit. You know, and so I went on by myself.
And she finished with a time of 3 hours, 37 minutes, 7 seconds, which immediately became the world record for women.
It was obvious to us all along, women could run marathons, women could run distance races. So, you know, it wasn't really a surprise to me. You know, it was just like, now the world can see that women can do this without dying or fainting or something.
Except, Davis says, the world didn't see the importance of Mary's achievement. Maybe it was still too focused on her ovaries.
I mean, there were not shoes specifically designed for women's feet. There were no things like sports bras. There was no thought to women doing this type of endeavor. And so Mary comes along and really gets absolutely no recognition.
The Boston Marathon finally allowed women in 1972, and the Olympics saw the light in 1984 in Los Angeles.
She has done it. Joan Lenoir, the winner of the first ever Olympic women's marathon.
But Mary Lepper stayed her laid-back self, getting her master's in zoology and a PhD in plant ecology and becoming a large animal veterinarian.
I just kind of forgot about it, you know, and I was really pleased to see that women were competing in marathons and they were doing so well.
Then this spring, David Davis got in touch with Culver City's politicians and pointed out their city's place in history, that an important anniversary was rapidly approaching. And on Monday, Culver City Mayor Jeffrey Cooper finally gave Mary Lepper the attention she didn't get for 50 years.
Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Culver City, California, hereby congratulates and commends Mary Lepper, a shining example of how one person can overcome tremendous hurdles to fulfill a dream and, in the process, pave the way for generations to come.
By the way, Mary, who turns 71 in a couple weeks, has a bad knee and can't run anymore. But she happily drove the 600 miles from her home in southeastern Arizona to Culver City to pick up the commendation. After all, she likes long distances. For Only a Game, I'm John Raby in Los Angeles.